And as promised, Chef Jeff is with us. And, you know, earlier I mentioned that the lunch program starting Monday, and actually it started last Monday. Chef Jeff with us here. I got to ask Chef Jeff, do you come out of retirement to help out with this, or is this just...
I did. I've been director and title, but I've been in an advisory capacity. So our management team, and you know, led by Liz Frazier, they're doing a wonderful job of doing it. We're just using our managers now, but we started last Monday, and we've had good turnout every day.
Good. Well, and of course, extraordinary times calls for extraordinary measures, and this is one of those measures. And yesterday, we heard from the State Board of Education the decision to have all schools remain closed for the remainder of the school year. And part of the response from school districts across our state, including Ponca City Public Schools, is to develop some kind of online curriculum that can help the students continue learning. And this program is helping keep the lunch supply for these students, many who depend on that meal.
They really do.
Really, and you've witnessed that firsthand.
Right. We started Monday, and we've got four sites. We have Garfield, Union, West, and Ponca City Senior High over on the 5th Street site. And they just drive through. And you know what's been really neat is to see that car full of kids.
Yeah.
And some people come because they need the food. Some people come because it's an outing for a family. And some people come and get meals because they want to support us. So it's quite a hodgepodge of different types of people. And they just seem so happy. What we're doing now is we're assembling their cold sandwich lunches. We may be adjusting that here in another week to where we might do more hot food because it's inventory we have on hand and we want to use it. But right now we're doing a ham sandwich or a turkey sandwich or a PBJ, and they get today like a bag of chips and a cup of fruit and a milk, and just depends on which site they go to because we're just using product. But it's free. There's no names taken. As long as you're in the vehicle and you're between the ages of 1 and 18, it's all yours. There's no charge in any way, and it's part of our USDA program, but also the Ponca City Schools is really, has pushed for this. And they didn't have to push very hard. This is something we wanted to do. We wanted to help. We wanted to be involved. And we feel like it's a great time to show our child nutrition program how important it is and how it's a daily thing. And so we're taking good care of the kids. And we'll be kicking it up a notch next week where we'll be offering breakfast, to take home breakfast. Of course, it's cold. But a grab and go breakfast as well when you pick up your lunch. So, it's just kind of a neat way to serve our community, and it's not need based, it's want based. So if you want it, come get it.
There you go. Chef Jeff, our special guest this morning, talking about the school lunch, and starting next week, it'll be breakfast and lunch available. And, like Chef Jeff just said, it's not a need based program. It's simply a want based, and if you want it and you're between the ages of 1 and 18, and if you have children between the ages of 1 and 18, like you said, Chef Jeff, a lot of folks have been showing up, and you see the kids in the car and they're smiling, and then they all get a meal.
They get to connect with this is our connection point with the school, and then they see a familiar face. It has to be, by federal regulation, the child has to be in a vehicle. So, and they can't come and say, I got five kids at home. You gotta have the five kids in the vehicle. And that's a good rule anyway. That's just a real good rule. Of course we have, while we're here, we're preparing at two different sites at the high school and West. And then we're fully gloved, fully masked. And then your server, when they come out, and they're fully gloved and fully masked. So, because we're protecting our customers, but we're also protecting our staff as well.
So
very sterile conditions. And as health inspectors always tell us, the schools are by far the cleanest places in town, and where we follow the health inspections to the T. So
a lot of these precautions, I'm guessing, were already things that you were doing in Park right. City Public Schools and the child nutrition program, already making the gloves and the, right. the hand washing, yeah, all of that important anyway.
Anyway, it's just part of our HACCP plan and, you know, hazardous analysis, critical control points where we, you know, ready-to-eat foods, you have to have a gloved hand to touch that. Anytime you go in between one work area and whether you change your gloves out, you know, anytime you touch face, change your gloves out. And it's kind of, I was thinking the other day about gloves, the irony of gloves, not they protect you and they protect everybody else. So it just depends on what mode you're in.
Right.
But a glove is only as good as the last thing you touch. So, that's one of those things that you kind of got to work with. But it's been kind of funny because we've been wearing the mask. And we right. had some really nice masks donated and made for us from some groups here in Ponca. And we're sitting here cooking with masks on, and we've never done that.
Yeah.
And it really, if you're a little chubby like me, that's kind of a challenge. So
right.
So you breathe heavy.
sure. Well, one more time before I let you go, the sites. And the times for the pickup of these lunches, and then starting next week, lunch and breakfast for ages 1 to 18. What are the times and the locations?
Okay, we start at 11, and we serve till we run out on 12:30. I think there's only been one day that we did run out, and we picked our counts up to 11 to 12:30. Garfield, Union, West, and Ponca City High School, 5th Street. So at West, they're on the road kind of in between West and Lincoln and just the drive through area there. And we tried to make it where it was a good access point for vehicles to get in there, but also where we can keep product indoors. But we do have our thermal boxes that we started using now outside to make sure that we keep everything at the right temp and everything. So, but those are your locations. And then starting Monday, we will be doing breakfast, and it will come with the lunch. So it'll be a cold breakfast, and then so they get one bag for breakfast and one bag for lunch.
Yeah, and the breakfast for the next day or
right.
whenever. But the time will still be from 11 to 12:30 at those locations.
Yes. Right. And I want to just say our dedicated managers, child nutrition managers, our CMP staff hasn't completely come back. It is our managers who work so hard, and they've worked. I just want to give a shout out to them. Yeah. They have worked so hard this week, and they have taken the risk. They have gone out and given their time. And I really, what a great group we have. We have nine managers, we're trying to do this with just the nine managers, but probably in another week, we'll be doing it with more staff, more child nutrition staff. But we want to keep this going as long as we can.
Fantastic. Chef Jeff, thank you for being with us.
Hey, thank you.